Chapter 18. Having had practically no sleep the night before, Matt had been functioning on adrenaline. Aunt Jane was the same, judging by how easily he managed to persuade her that he was going with Robin. By the time Smith's limousine got the two of them to RAF Cosworth, Matt could barely keep his eyes open. He was asleep almost as soon as the huge transport plane was in the sky, and despite the discomfort of flying in the back of a military aircraft designed to move soldiers and their equipment, he didn't wake until Robin gently nudged his arm and told him they had to disembark. Word had come back quickly from Smith's inquiries, and as they suspected, the curator of the local museum in Pont-Saint-Jean was pleased to report that a recent excavation had provided his establishment with some interesting old documents and relics. There wasn't a metal disc among them, but now it was mentioned the Englishman had taken some things away to be dated by the British Museum. He was fairly sure there had been such a disc among those artefacts. "Typical Arnie," Robin had remarked. "Not content with finding one hoard of treasure, he has to go and find himself another one as well." "You think the Valderholm stuff was genuine?" Matt had asked. "Oh yes, he just added the fake disc to it." She shook her head in renewed disbelief. "He's so brilliant, but so daft. How's he managed that?" "Perhaps it's hereditary," Matt joked, coaxing a smile from her. Now, refreshed but anxious, Matt watched the helicopter that had brought them on their final stage of the journey, turning in the sky and heading back towards Rio, leaving him and Robin standing in a small clearing in the rainforest, as close to the waterfall pyramid as they could get without fear of being detected. Alone. "So what's the plan?" he asked. "Your mate Mr. Smith said we just have to make sure Harper doesn't do anything till his people get here, whatever that is."
"It won't be long," Robin reassured him.
"Good." Matt slapped at his neck where he could feel something crawling over his skin. Or was it his imagination? Probably sweat, he decided, it was so hot and humid. Away in the distance, poking up from the canopy of the forest, they could see the blunted shape of the mountain where Harper's pyramid was. "That way, I guess." They walked for hours, keeping to the shade. It wasn't difficult as the tops of the trees formed an almost unbroken canopy. The disadvantage was that this canopy trapped the heat so that the air was warm and humid and clammy. They each had a small backpack with water and some food. Robin also had a torch. The closer they got to the mountain, the less they could see of it. Eventually, only the flattened top was visible above the tall trees that surrounded them.